What is the fiduciary standard and why you should care? Imagine walking into a restaurant and asking the waiter, "What's the best thing on the menu?" Now imagine learning later that the waiter earned a bonus every time they recommended the steak. Would you still trust the recommendation? Maybe, maybe not. But you'd probably appreciate knowing about the bonus before you ordered. The same principle applies to financial advice. Every recommendation starts with one question. When someone recommends an investment, insurance policy, or financial strategy, it's worth asking, why this recommendation? Ideally, the answer is simple, because it's the best fit for your goals. Unfortunately, that's not always the only factor at play. Enter the fiduciary standard. A fiduciary is someone who is committed to put a client's interests ahead of their own. That means recommendations should be driven by your financial goals, not by commissions, sales incentives, or compensation arrangements. It's a remarkably simple idea. Yet it's one of the most misunderstood concepts in personal finance. Here's the part that surprises most people. Many investors assume every financial advisor operates as a fiduciary. That's not the case. For decades, federal law has required fiduciary oversight for retirement plans like 401(k)s and pensions. Professionals advising those plans must meet strict standards of care, prudence, and loyalty. But outside the retirement plan world, financial professionals can be subject to different legal standards depending on how they're licensed and compensated. Some are fiduciaries all the time. Some are fiduciaries only in certain situations. Others aren't fiduciaries at all. None of those titles tell the whole story. Why incentives matter. This isn't about assuming bad intentions. Most people enter the financial profession because they genuinely want to help others. But incentives matter. Economists have known for generations that people respond to incentives, whether they're selling cars, real estate, or investments. Good regulations recognize that reality rather than pretending it doesn't exist. That's why transparency is so valuable. When clients understand how their advisor is compensated and whether that advisor has assumed the highest duty to put the client's interests first, they're better equipped to evaluate the advice they're receiving. What should investors look for? No matter who you work with, ask questions. How are you compensated? Do you receive commissions from any recommendations? Are you required to act as a fiduciary throughout our relationship? How are potential conflicts of interest handled? A trustworthy advisor shouldn't hesitate to answer. Trust is built through transparency. The best advisor-client relationships aren't built on clever investment picks or market predictions. They're built on confidence that every recommendation is made for one reason, because it's believed to be in the client's best interest. That's the heart of the fiduciary standard. And while the word itself may sound like legal jargon, the idea behind it couldn't be more straightforward. When someone is helping you make life-changing financial decisions, your interests should come first. More than 25 years ago, Wealth Analytics was founded on the fiduciary standard. We believe trust is earned through transparency, experience, and always putting our clients' interests first. Our goal isn't simply to assemble financial puzzle pieces that are merely suitable. It's to understand the bigger picture you're trying to create and help guide every decision that brings it to life.